is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control nearly 400 square miles of Russian region after a lightning incursion that has embarrassed Moscow.
The remarks during a briefing for President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the first time a Ukrainian military official publicly commented on gains in the Kursk region. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the stunning attack that started last week, the biggest on their soil since World War II. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Germany, France, and Britain on Monday called for a Gaza ceasefire as Israel braces for a large-scale attack later in the week. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem joined VOA's Flashpoint on Monday.
These are being called sort of last-ditch talks that, you know, if they don't get an agreement soon, there won't be an agreement. But again, that's a lot of posturing. Originally, I think the thought was that Iran would hold off until after these talks to see if anything was going to come out of it. And that, for some reason, has changed.
Meanwhile, a suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the southern reaches of the Red Sea early Tuesday, according to officials. It is the latest in a campaign of assaults over the Israel-Hamas war. The attack comes as Yemen's main sponsor, Iran, weighs a possible retaliatory attack against Israel over the assassination of a Hamas official, Ismail Haniyeh, in late July, which has renewed fears of a wider regional war breaking out across the Middle East. Already, the Houthis have disrupted the $1 trillion of goods that flow annually through the maritime route, crucial to trade between Asia, Europe,